Okay, let's unpack this today. We're doing a deep dive, looking at a really specific piece of information. It's about self-defense tools, pepper spray, and stun guns.
Right.
We've got this document, excerpts from it, titled Pepper Spray versus Stun Guns, a Range Comparison. And our mission, really, for you listening, is to pull out the key insight from this comparison because, like the title says, it immediately highlights one very critical difference.
Yeah, and what's interesting here is how the source just lays it out right away.
Yeah.
The title, Comparing Long-Range Pepper Spray with Close-Range Stun Guns.
Exactly.
It's so direct. It tells you instantly what angle they're taking, what the primary focus is going to be, no messing around.
Right. And here's where it gets, well, really interesting for me. It's not just that they have different ranges, although that's the core. It's what that operational range actually means in practice. The source is pretty clear. Pepper spray is, long range.
Yeah, typically what, maybe 10, 15 feet?
Something like that, yeah. Gives you that buffer, that safety distance. But stun guns, they're tagged as close range.
Right, close range meaning you need direct contact, physical contact.
Pretty much arm's length, yeah. And that's the foundational point the source is making. It really speaks volumes about how they're intended to be used, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating is how simple that distinction is, but how profound the practical implication is. And when the source talks about range, it's basically highlighting the tactical engagement distance for each one.
The engagement envelope, yeah.
Exactly. So for pepper spray, that longer range could mean, stopping something before it gets physical from a safer spot.
De-escalation from
Right.
distance.
Whereas with a stun gun, needing that close range, it probably means you're already in a physical struggle or about to be. It's a completely different type of encounter.
Totally different scenario.
Yeah, it cuts straight to that fundamental practical difference in how you might use them.
So that's the core difference the source lays out. But what's really intriguing is why? Why pick range? Why zero in on that one specific thing above maybe, I don't know, legality or effects or training needed? It feels a bit like buying a car based only on its 0 to 60 time.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, speed is one factor, but what about, say, braking or safety
Or
ratings?
fuel economy or comfort, right? The source gives us that one spec range, but our deep dive kind of needs to ask, okay, what about the rest? Or maybe what does focusing only on range tell us?
Exactly. That specific focus right there in the title suggests a certain framing.
Yeah.
That makes you wonder about the author's assumptions, perhaps.
Yeah, what question are they really trying to answer?
Right. And while the simplicity of just comparing range is clear, maybe it's, well, too simple for the real world.
Could be.
Because you, listening, you probably immediately think, okay, range, got it. But what about training differences? Legal restrictions where I live? How reliable is each one?
All crucial stuff.
All crucial. But the source, just by focusing so narrowly, kind of implies that for its purpose, range is the most important factor. It might be overshadowing other things that aren't even mentioned.
So this deep dive, it really shows that even a very concise source, one focusing on just one thing, like range
Yeah.
here, it can still spark these bigger questions, not just about what's in the source, but what the focus itself tells you.
Yeah, what it might signal about the author's priorities, or maybe what's deliberately left out.
Right. It pushes us and you listening to think more critically. It gives you that quick mental shortcut. Okay, long versus close. But it also kind of opens up more questions, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's a starting point for deeper analysis.
So, yeah, our deep dive today was really focused, just like the source. We distilled that main comparison, long range pepper spray with close range stun guns, and crucially, what that tight focus might imply.
And if you connect that to the bigger picture, the title and subtitle, they basically act as the abstract, the summary. They define the one critical difference this specific document wants to explore.
It's a powerful way to frame it.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's also a signal to you, the reader, or the listener in this case, about what isn't likely to be covered in depth in that particular piece. It helps set expectations.
So here's the final thought then. When you encounter any information, any comparison of tools or solutions, and the source immediately zooms in on one specific difference, like range here, and makes that the main comparison point right up front, what does that make you think about? What does it prompt you to consider as maybe the most vital thing to evaluate first, even if other factors aren't mentioned right away?
Yeah, what questions does that immediate focus raise in your mind about what's important and maybe what's missing?